Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Press release. After the Jewish entity's attack on the Samud flotilla, an urgent call to the officers and soldiers in the armies of the Muslims, an army is crushed only by an army. Translated. O soldiers, you have witnessed the Jewish entity's attack on the Samud flotilla of that sailed to break the siege on your brothers and sisters in Gaza, and you heard their cries for help, and you saw with your own eyes the baseness of the rulers, their vileness, their lack of emotion, and their failure to support Gaza and the activists on the flotilla. It has also become clear to you that those rulers betrayed Allah and His Messenger and let down the believers when they publicly dropped what they called the quote-unquote option of war in submission to the desire of the heads of kufr disbelief. That is, they abandoned reliance on your capabilities, you who are the soldiers of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the people of jihad, rescue and determination, and the descendants of the Mujahideen who defeated the Tartars, Crusaders and all the enemies of Islam throughout the ages of the Khilafah. O officers and soldiers in the Muslim armies, the conspiracy is nearing completion and Trump's plan awaits implementation and the achievement of what the war machine failed to do. The complicity of the treacherous rulers has been exposed in their pressure on the Mujahideen to surrender and hand over their weapons, and the Jewish entity has gone far in killing your people in Gaza, Hashem, the proud. For 2 full years they have been demolishing houses over the heads of their inhabitants, killing your brothers and sisters through sniping and shelling, and relying on starvation to break their strength and gnaw away at their pride and manhood, so they do not dare to think again of threatening their monstrous entity. O heroic Mujahideen, your Ummah, after having been betrayed by its rulers and delivered in cold blood to its enemies, is looking to you and calling upon you to answer the call of duty. It calls upon you to fight the army of the Jews, for you are capable of defeating it. And behind you is a massive army of Muslims who seek victory or martyrdom and hope that Allah will lift from us His wrath and anger after we abandon our brothers and sisters in Gaza. The enemies have devalued our blood after they ensured the submissiveness of our rulers and the inability to move the tanks, leaving them in their trenches to be eaten by rust. The equipment and weapons have been kept in their cases without the slightest use. The Ummah spent daily building its armies and is fully prepared to offer its sons and wealth for your uprising and movement, so that we may wage the battle and emerge from this humiliation and bowing before those whose history knows nothing but their pettiness and hatred. O honorable officers and soldiers, it is only you who can heal the breast of the Ummah from its enemies, the enemies of your deen. It is only you who can abort the conspiracy on the land of Isra, that blessed spot of your lands. Through your movement alone, Palestine will be liberated, the Jews will be expelled, and the nose of the arrogant America which wages war against your Islam will be broken. The time is indeed ripe for you to break the backs of the conspirators and thwart their schemes to establish the land of Palestine as a right for the Jews and to create a barrier entity between them and the rest of the region on less than 20% of the land of Palestine, which they call the quote-unquote Palestinian state, in order to add a feeble entity to those entities that have fragmented the body of the Ummah into pieces with borders that they themselves drew, in order to weaken this Ummah and make it easier for them to pick off its countries. Your stance in these days before their conspiracy is completed will be recorded for you with Allah before it is recorded by the Ummah in letters written in gold for every courageous believer among you, in a fragrant record that will remain a beacon for its future generations. The Ummah hopes from you, O honorable ones, to answer its call, for you are not the ones who would leave the destiny of this noble Ummah in the hands of its enemies. Fight them. Allah will punish them by your hands and will disgrace them and give you victory over them and heal the breasts of a believing people. Surah Tawbah, verse 14. Media Office of Hizb ut-Tahrir in Wilayah Tunisia. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.